just to remind you that we can, we've got an extra service on today with the Chancellor making his autumn statement. I've just seen that Ed Balls has stood up to reply to the Chancellor's statement. But let's go. If you press your red button on your radio, you can get Don Kitter and Nobby Giles commenting right now on the goings-on in the House of Commons. Let me just let you hear a wee bit of that.
There we have it. Ed Balls currently speaking. He's a very large man with a big frame, I believe, wearing a sharp suit made by Pierre Coton, his personal trainer. I've told he's a 42 regular there, Nobby.
Kind of just looking at him at the moment. He's wearing a purple tie.
What are you thinking of that purple tie there? Good choice.
Well, it's all right, but if you look across at the other side of the bench, right, so you've got George Osborne. He's also got a purple tie. And to be honest, that's got to be difficult from two opposing sides wearing the same colour.
It's a bit of a clash of parties.
It reminds me of that time when Manchester United went out on the pitch with that grey kit. You know, you couldn't see a thing.
Oh, yes, the famous Southampton game.
It blended into the background.
Absolutely, and Sir Alex Ferguson, if I remember, was livid that day.
I can't help but thinking, right, that Ed Miliband must be furious right now at his colleague's selection of tie choice.
Let's have a look at the surroundings. What a great setting the Houses of Commons are. The greatest stadium in Britain, some might say. But let's look focus on that dispatch botch that George Osborne was making his speech from. Finest cedar, what do you think of the state of it?
It's beautiful. They've obviously run it over with some Ron Seal and it's done a beautiful job. But one thing I'm a bit concerned about, right, sitting to the right as we look at it of Ed Miliband is a woman with a crease down the centre of her hair, right? It is absolutely pitch straight. I've never seen a centre parting as good as that before.
That is
seriously
quite a parting. That is a Matt Letizier style parting.
If anything, right, I would say that she was a centre-left politician, and that would make sense because she's on the Labour side too.
Absolutely. Let's look wider at the wider implications. The referee today, a Mr. John Bercow. Your thoughts on his performance so far?
Well, of course, I'm aware of Bercow's work for a long time. We all know his wife.
He's a controversial character.
He's a small but shouty man, and
that's
how he got the job in many ways.
But clothing-wise... what do you think of the robe, the dress of the speaker? Really is one that it's a marvellous kind of piece of tradition.
Why? Well, he's seemingly done it down a bit. He's just wearing a suit.
Well, I'll just fade that down. If you want to hear more of Don and Nobby's commentary, go to the BBC Extra, Three Counties Extra. Press your red button on your digital radio. The JVM.